What you are about to hear is a portion of an interview we conducted recently with O.D. Calhoun, early promoter, businessman, and civic leader in Spruce Pine in the Tri-County area. In business, he started what we believe to be the first newspaper of record in the town, owned a men's clothing store, operated theaters in the area, worked his way up to regional manager for Thomas D. Murphy Company, was a partner with Tom Cooper, who was the controlling stockholder in starting WTOE, which went on the air in December of 1955. Cal led in the organizing of area Lions Clubs. He took the lead in organizing and promoting the Rhododendron Festival on Roan Mountain and in Bakersville. He worked with other community leaders in establishing chambers of commerce, credit bureaus, merchants association, and the like, organizations in the community. And he was creator of the famous Carolina Barn Dance.
Very soon after I came here, I met a real promoter in Spruce Pine, Mitchell County, in this area, a man that was involved in many projects for the betterment of these mountains and the people who lived here. Someone who really made a difference. Someone with that special spark of enthusiasm.
And I'm,
that was O.D. Calhoun.
Oh, no.
That's whom I'm talking about. And today we have the privilege of talking with O.D., and we're going to be playing this on some of this on the radio on WKYK and WTOE in the next couple of weeks. And so I want to just first of all say, O.D., Cal Calhoun, how are you doing?
Doing fine.
Well, you're certainly looking well.
Well, you're
over the 50-year mark now, aren't you?
Well, I'm getting there. I'm getting to the second 50 mark.
You don't have to tell us your age, but you're certainly look.
I don't object to that. I'll be 98 years old if I live to be January the 5th. 98 years old.
Dave Blevins here with me and Mrs. Carson. Doesn't he have that spark of enthusiasm?
He always does.
Always does. And I know, Cal, you were the creator of the famous Carolina Barn Dance.
Yes, that was out of necessity.
Okay. How did that happen?
Well, the television, a little thing called television, was coming on the older mountain, and the box office magazine at the theater owner Scott, they would tell us to get rid of them if we could. Well, I couldn't get rid of them, so I started the barn dance and almost got rid of the television that way.
Oh, you did great, and it was. I know you featured some internationally acclaimed Avery County musicians, Lula Bell and Scotty Wiseman.
Yes, they were good friends of mine. And
this was the early 50s, maybe?
I think it was. Let's see, they went to WLW in Chicago.
Chicago, mm-hmm.
That Sears Roebuck's, no, WLS.
WLS.
World's largest store.
Yeah.
Owned that station. And I went to see them when I was up in Chicago once or twice, and then they moved down to Cincinnati, and they were great people, and they did a good job of entertaining and preserving mountain music.
Well, I think you've contributed so much in that way. You were involved in the early days of WTOE back in 1955, and through there, did you have any special memories of that experience?
Well, it was one whole experience almost that we like to never got it through. First of all,
through the FCC?
FCC, yes.
Yeah.
We had an attorney in Bristol that finally pushed it through. They seemed to think the territory just didn't need it, or somebody did.
Yeah. I think, though, that sometimes the FCC didn't understand that these small towns that they didn't have the need for it. But the need was there, wasn't it?
It was there, but we couldn't prove it.
Yeah, that's hard to prove.
It's hard to prove. And finally, I got a hold of my congressman up there, and Mr. Cooper a partner in the WTOE. So I finally decided that I didn't care much about being in radio, owning anything, and I sold out. I sold to Tom and got out of it and started the Barn Dance.
And you were also involved in a lot of other things, getting a Chamber of Commerce maybe going, or Merchants Association. You were a big promoter, and you always were.
Where did you find out all this stuff?
Oh, from my friend David Blevins.
Well, old David, if he told it, it must be true.
Well, I know you were involved in a lot of those things. David and his family were involved in some of these things,
yes,
too.
Yes, he was. He's a wonderful worker. I've seen David bring things to Spruce Pine that I don't believe any other man could have pulled it off.
He was a great mayor, as well as of course, he's a businessman, the Blevins Oil Company. He also has been able, in ways that some people don't know, help a lot of people along the way. And
well, I always took my hat off to David's father, and David, too, and Jackie. I don't want to leave her out.
You're listening to portions of an interview we had with O.D. Cal Calhoun, recorded recently at the Bryan Center in Spruce Pine. Cal talked about many changes over the years in the area, talked about David Blevins, Albert Knight, Brad Reagan, and others, called them community leaders who knew when to listen and when to talk, who never gave up in working to get what was needed for the betterment of Spruce Pine, Mitchell County, and this mountain area.
Well, you know, nothing in the world will take the place of persistence and enthusiasm. If you're excited about it, you can make things happen. With God's help, you can do all kinds of things.
Well, I'd hate to try it without God's help, because he can manage it maybe, but it's pretty hard to get along without him.
Absolutely.
And I talk with him every day.
Well, you know, Cal, I want to kind of finish up this little interview by just saying that, and you know this, and you represent and reflect this, these beautiful mountains, uncommonly beautiful mountains of western North Carolina, have been populated over the years by some uncommonly good people, people who really care. And you're one of them, and our hats are off to you, and I know many of our listeners will look forward to that, hearing these little remarks from you, because you've touched a lot of lives along the way.
I was not aware of that, but
it's true.
Helped, I'm glad.
It's certainly true. And this is J.R. Dilsink. It's been my pleasure today to speak with someone who made a difference in the lives and in the development of this area, someone who played a role in the preservation of the unique and special culture of this area. O.D. Cal Calhoun. Thank you, Cal.
Thank you.